Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Terry Pohl. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Trevino. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Pacella. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Pacella. And now, play ball. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pacella fires to first and has Cabell trapped. There's the throw to Tavares, who tags Cabell for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball four. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mozilli. Heap reaches second base with a double. Cruz moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard takes first base on ball four. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cruz scores. Heap moves to third. Leonard moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heap scores. Leonard moves to third. Ashby moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leonard scores. There goes Ashby trying to get to home. Washington throws the ball into Trevino, who tags Ashby, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 4-0, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Poll takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a pop-up towards short. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Trevino and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for John Pacella. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flynn moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds fields it and throws to second for the out. Flynn moves to third. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Poll is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-1 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into center field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares bunts towards first. Heap fields the ball and throws to Forsh covering. Safe. Flynn moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-2 in the game. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Poll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzilli for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Morales now playing right field. Joel Youngblood now playing third base. Dyer Miller now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Leonard hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Washington. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Washington reaches second base with a double. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington moves to third. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0-for-2 in the game. Trevino hits a fly ball into right field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a pop-up towards third. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Landestoy now playing second base. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Dyer Miller. Dave Smith now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Astros 4, Mets 4. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 4. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Leonard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Landestoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino is 0 for 3 in the game. Trevino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Flynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trevino moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. Two outs. Frank Taveras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taveras is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Taveras hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trevino scores. Flynn moves to second. It's 5-4, Mets. Jeff Reardon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reardon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing third base. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Walling pinch hits for Dave Smith. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling strikes out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Poll hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.